This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Dick Nepinski, and he's the head spokesman for EAA, and he's going to give us an update on everything that's coming up at AirVenture. It's just about a month away. It runs from Monday, July 26th to Sunday, August 1st. So now's a good time to be thinking about it if you're making plans to head out there. So Dick, thanks for talking to us, and why don't we start out with just some of the highlights for this year's event.
Okay, yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you once again, and all our folks listening in on AvWeb. Already people are thinking about it, certainly, because the campground at Camp Scholar opens up on Friday, June 25th, and some of those early arrivals, some of the early volunteers are already coming in for this year's event at Oshkosh. But it's going to be a great one once again. A lot of great airplanes, a lot of great people coming our way. One of the primary things this year is a salute to veterans. Veterans from all branches of the service, anybody who served their nation throughout the years, they are going to be saluted this year. And with that, we have the possibility of more than 400 warbirds coming in this year, including some ones that have not been seen for a lot of years, things such as the Focke-Wulf 190, recently restored Japanese Zero, some other airplanes that we're still hearing rumbles of that could be very special this year. So that's going to be a big event. As always, it's always a big time for anniversaries when you talk about airplanes here at Oshkosh. And this year, there are two of them. Of course, the DC-3 anniversary, it's the 75th. And right during AirVenture this year, it's going to be the 75th anniversary of the B-17 bomber. And we're going to have at least four of the remaining flyable B-17s on the ground this year. So that should be very special as well. So that will be coming along. And as always, there are many, many things that come along as far as special airplanes, one-of-a-kind ones coming in, and some things, if people like innovation, electric aircraft are going to be very big this year as well. And we're going to have a symposium about electric aircraft with top authorities in the field, and people will be able to see some of these electric-powered aircraft flying here as well.
Okay, thanks, Dick. And do you know of any new airplanes or products that will be introduced this year at the show that you can give us a little preview of?
We already have confirmations from a number of companies that will be unveiling new aircraft here. Some of them are still keeping that a little bit under wraps, other than they're saying we will be introducing a brand new aircraft here so people can take a look at that. But some of the things that people will see that are fun and unusual and things that people have enjoyed. Last year, of course, the folks from Ericsson SkyTrain brought Elvis, and this year they're bringing Goliath, another huge helicopter that they use in fighting fires and other big horse type things, and that's going to be flying a number of days and some special events with that. Last week we just confirmed the Goodyear blimp is coming back for the third time in 4 years, and that's kind of an iconic aircraft that people love seeing flying above the event. And that will be arriving on Tuesday, July 27th, and staying right through the week so people can see that in the air and get a chance to walk up close to it, too, and get a look at it. So that's going to be something exciting at AirVenture once again this year.
And you're having a night air show, too, right, for the first time?
We are, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it's something we have not had for a lot of years. Some of the old-timers here at Oshkosh say, yeah, way back in the 80s we did that 1 year, but we have not had a night air show for a quarter of a century, basically. And so we're going to have six acts, including people such as Bob Davis and the Aeroshell aerobatic team flying in an evening show, and it really is part of the final weekend this year. It's going to be very spectacular. As you know from being at Oshkosh a lot of years, there's something different every single day. And this year on Saturday, it's going to be quite an event. We're going to have things going throughout the day. Of course, the big Warbird show will be on Saturday. And then the evening air show, there'll be fireworks afterwards. And right after the afternoon air show, Asleep at the Wheel will be playing, one of three concerts we have this year for people who not only like airplanes, but like music as well. So we're going to have a number of concerts and activities on the grounds for people to enjoy in the evening, too.
Now, is there any practical advice you have for pilots, especially who might be flying in, and what they need to know?
Mm-hmm. The first piece of practical advice always is read the NOTAM. That NOTAM is available right on the AirVenture website right now. They can download the pages they want, or they can call us at EAA and get a copy sent to them if they prefer the hard copy. But read the NOTAM, understand the arrival procedures. Depending on what you're flying and what speed you're flying, There are procedures that affect you directly, whether you're coming into Oshkosh or flying into the reliever airports in Appleton or Fond du Lac. So it's very important for every pilot to know what exactly those things are. Many of the procedures are the same, but as you know, as you bring in airplanes of this size and this number every year, there always are some changes. So this year's NOTAM is essential. It's required reading, and people should look at that as well. So we have that, whether you're coming in a big mass arrival, for instance, with the Bonanzas or the Cessnas, or you're coming on your own, and make it a part of your pre-education as far as AirVenture.
And where would people go to help find the NOTAM and to make their plans? Is there a website?
Yes, they can go right to the website. Matter of fact, the website's a great place to not only pull down the NOTAM, but to get the schedules. Every day's forum schedule and presentation schedule is available right on the airventure.org website. And what that can do is allow people to create their own schedule, to plan what their days are going to be like. What days am I going to go to the forums or the workshops? What days am I going to look at the new home builds? What days am I going to go hang out in the exhibit buildings and maybe do a little aircraft shopping? All of those things, people can set up their own schedule and get an idea of what their itinerary would be. So by looking at that, that will be very useful. And the other thing we'd like to mention to people that they'll see on the website are some of the changes to the grounds. Not quite as drastic as in 2009, but some changes regardless that they can look at. And a lot of these changes came from suggestions from EAA members and visitors in past years, and we're starting to incorporate those on the grounds right now.
Dick, I can say from experience that it's worthwhile to spend a little time up front on that website and plan ahead what you want to do while you're there, because the time goes by so fast and there are so many things going on every day that a little bit of time in advance at airventure.org is well worthwhile.
Well, it's great. Mary, we're looking forward to seeing you on the grounds this year and all the folks who love airplanes. And whether you camp or come in for the day or stay in a local hotel or dormitory, the world literally comes to Oshkosh, and we're very excited about it, and we hope people have a chance to join us. If they haven't joined us for the past few years, come on out. There's still plenty of time. Advanced ticket purchase discounts last through the 30th. They've been extended this year, so you can get into before June 30th and still get the discounts, but get tickets online right up through the event as well, so people can go right there, have that in hand when they get to Oshkosh.
That's great, Dick. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you there in a few weeks.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, Mary.
And, of course, the whole AvWeb crew will be there, and we'll be covering the event every day with daily updates and video and audio reports. So we'll look forward to see you all there. Again, this was Mary Grady talking with Dick Nepinski from EAA. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.